tell you the interesting thing is if you lose a job, that's where you get pressure. And there's no doubt that more than 2,000 jobs are going to be lost when Toyota finally has the last of its cars rolling off its production line in Melbourne. Now, Nick Xenophon today has put out a statement saying he believes the government should step in as part of the automotive transformation plan. He says that the government is underspent. Toyota, you sense, was reluctant to close down its automotive plant in Victoria. And the reason for that was it's got plants all over the world, but it had to. Once Holden and Ford pulled out, from a components point of view, those costs were just going through the roof if you only had one manufacturer. Josh Dowling is the motoring editor of News Corporation. He's got the details here. Many thanks, Josh. It's a sad day when you're closing down anything of this scale and this magnitude. Toyota, as I say, I sense, was reluctant to do this.
That's absolutely correct, Ross. And what is interesting, Toyota has a very Japanese image in Australia, but they've been making cars here for 54 years. In fact, Australia was the first country outside Japan where Toyota built cars. It was the first country outside Japan where Toyota built engines. So they were very reluctant to close Altona. In fact, the factory there is only 22 years old, which is quite young in factory terms. And I know from speaking to insiders, they did try very hard to save it.
Okay, so in regards to the process from here out until October, when the last car rolls off that production line, what happens?
Well, they've secured their export orders. They know how many cars they're going to build locally. The next Camry will come to us from Japan. They're, in fact, you touched on that in your introduction. The Camry is actually made in 7 factories around the world, and Toyota needed the last 3 years since they announced that they were following Ford and Holden to close their local factories. They needed that time to figure out where on earth they're going to get the next Camrys from. So that was one issue. The other interesting thing about today's announcement, Toyota is closing on October 3. That is 2 weeks and 3 days before Holden, which is closing on October 20. So in fact, Holden will be the last to turn out the lights on Australian car manufacturing.
Okay, another thing we know with Holden, Elizabeth plant in South Australia going, the Fisherman's Bend plant has been, you know, sort of slowly winding down. Toyota, as you say, is the bigger and more modern plant. But given the fact that this decision was made when the dollar was much, much higher than it is even today, and the dollar right now sitting at 75 cents, I can remember when Australian car manufacturers, but especially Toyota, were competitive at 75 cents, and in particular, exporting to the Middle East.
In fact, they were competitive at 80 cents. So it's ironic that they're closing just as the tide was turning. Another thing that Toyota doesn't get credit for, they've been Australia's biggest car manufacturer since 2007 when they overtook Holden. And in fact, Toyota in 16 years up till 1992, Toyota has exported more than 1 million cars, and Holden hasn't even exported, just shy of 1 million cars after 63 years of export. So the Toyota machine was an absolute powerhouse. It's an absolute tragedy. We're going to lose $1 billion with a capital B dollars in exports of cars and parts. And it's a very, very sad day for those 2,500 workers who are obviously going to be looking for a new job on October 3.
I'll tell you, Josh Dowling, we appreciate your time. Just a quick one. It happened yesterday, I know, but officially around the world, not just in Australia or not in Australia, but around the world, that Volkswagen overtook Toyota as the biggest seller of cars around the world.
Yeah, just by a hair's width, a few hundred thousand, not even in it. So it's fascinating that despite the controversy Volkswagen's found itself in, it's still powered along. And a lot of that growth is due to its strong sales in China, where Toyota is obviously not as strong in China.
Tell you what, Josh Dowling, the motoring editor at News Corporation. Always great to have on the program. Josh, and Happy New Year to you.
Thanks, Ross.